Hey guys, here we are with another episode with Tommy Truthful and Honey C. Golden. So we've seen your guys' comments, and a lot of the comments was asking us to do a show on dreams. So today we're going to talk about dreams and the dream realm. We have some exercises for you guys. We're going to talk about our experience in dreams and the astral plane. Honey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I love this subject too, so it's going to be great.
Me too. Super excited for it. I want to hear your stuff first on dreams.
Okay, so I grew up with somebody who wanted to know all my dreams every morning. So as soon as I would walk into the room, my father was asking me, "What'd you dream last night?" And I had to like spew out all my dreams. And I remember one day I had 10 dreams to tell him. And it was crazy because it was just like one after the other after the other. And I said, "Get ready." And then I just spewed all of them out before I could forget what they were. And he created poems out of them. It was just a lot of fun. But he was a great dream interpreter. And that's where I learned a lot of the symbols that I will pull out of dreams and say, well, this means this, this means that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to look into. I've read a lot of books on dreams. I've done dream interpretations. You know, it's fascinating. And I told you when me and you were talking offline how I learned. I wish I could remember that girl's name, but it was a TikToker. It was a long time ago when TikTok like first came out. And she was talking about this exercise that you can do, how to take over the consciousness or you know, take control of your dream and become conscious in it. And at the time, I kept having these repeated night terrors, like over and over again, the same dream. So I'm like, man, how can I take this over? And what she said to do was to put a rubber band on your wrist. And for a week, you do it for 7 days. You put the rubber band on your wrist and you set your alarm clock either on your phone or your watch, whatever you got, every 3 hours. And when it goes off, you snap the rubber band 3 times. And then what that does is trains your subconscious to look down at your wrist by the end of the 7 days. So when you're sleeping in the dream realm, you automatically will end up looking down at your wrist, and when you see the rubber band's not there, you know you're dreaming. And then once you know you're dreaming, you already know, honey, you become like a superhero.
Yeah. It's so much fun when you know that you're dreaming and you can shift and change the dream.
Right. Yeah. Stop it. Rewind it. I mean, them night terrors, it all stopped, you know, instantly, because I was able to control it, you know, and I've gotten much better at it now. And some of them I don't believe are dreams. I've learned that a lot more with you. Some of them I think are things that are happening maybe in an alternate reality or in the astral plane. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we have a lot of experiences in the astral plane, especially at this point. So there, I don't know if you had this happen, but I had a period of time during my awakening process and really getting clued into like my third eye and my higher self and all that, where I wasn't dreaming. And I was like, what happened to my dreams? I don't understand. And then all of a sudden I started to dream again, and they were very realistic, very almost like visions that you were having. And it's because your inner child, so we have two things going on. You have a big soul, and then you have a human soul. And we're here to help the human soul elevate their frequency and go through their ascension process. And there's more big souls here than there have ever been on Earth right now. But what's happening is the inner child, so the human part of you and the big soul, are going together into the astral plane, and you're starting to experience the true reality. So it's much more wild than Earth, I will say.
Oh, yeah. And I've told my mom that, too. I said, I think, like, sometimes when we dream, we're going somewhere real. I believe it with all my heart. And, you know, I've learned how to dream walk. That took me, like, 18 months to do, where I can actually go into my son's dreams. And he's been having a lot of problems with the same things I went through growing up. Night terror is just, you know what I mean? It passed off on him. And a lot of it is probably the movies we watch, because we were really into Freddy and that type of stuff. But remember the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors? They got put under hypnosis, and they were able to take control of the dream and fight back against Fred Krueger. Like, the one girl was a ninja, the one kid was a wizard, the other kid was super strong. You know, it was their dream power. They were able to fight back against Freddy. Now, not too many of them made it out of that. I think one. But you can do that in real life. You know, we have the ability.
Yeah, you totally can do that in real life. It's an amazing thing that you can do with your dreams. I've had dreams where I've reset the ending over and over and over because I was being attacked in the dream. And I'm like, no, not going to be. No. And then I think it was probably between 20 and 30 times that I reset the end of the dream. And I was finally satisfied. And then I was like, okay, that's good enough. And then I woke up. So you have the power to change whatever it is, you know, your dreams, your experiences in the astral plane, your experiences here too.
Our reality. And mm-hmm. that's a big thing with manifestation that I tell people, you know, with the 369 method, in the morning you wake up, right? You can write something down, say whatever you're trying to manifest, you write it down because there's power in the pen. So you write it, and then I'll circle what my goal is, putting my intention there, write down what I'm trying to manifest. Then I speak it out loud, and then I visualize it for, you know, meditate on it for 3 minutes, and then I just let it go. And then a couple hours later, around lunchtime, I'll do it 6 times. And then the people forget to let it go, though. You can't dwell on it all day. You just got to let it go. And then the most important one is at night. You repeat that process at night, and you write it down 9 times, say it out loud 9 times, and then you visualize it for 9 minutes right before you go to sleep. Because when we go into REM sleep, that's when we're bringing things into manifestation in the real world. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because you're basically communicating with the other side. So eventually we won't have a veil, because the veil really just lives in the mind at this point. But you're crossing over the veil when you're asleep, and you're handing your wishes to your oversoul, like to your biggest part of you, or to the, you know, source in general. So you're basically handing that vibration over. And if you won't let it go, then it's never going to return to you because you're still hanging on to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like the universe knows you're not ready for it, right? So it.
Yeah. But also, like, it was a message in a bottle and you never threw it in the ocean.
Right. Right. You just
left it on the shelf because you're too busy thinking about it and holding it and, you know, polishing it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help anything.
That's so true. That's so true. I keep having this one dream that it's so bizarre. And I wanted to talk to you about it today because I've been trying to get back there. And I think it's an alternate reality. In this dream, it's like, in the dream, it's a castle that's on the beach, right? And there's this girl there. I'm pretty sure she's a princess, and her father's the king of that reality that I was in. But, like, I felt so in love with this person. I've been back to this dream so many times, and I can't figure out how to get myself back there. It just happens sometimes. And then when I'm there, I'm like, oh, my, I don't want to leave this. I want to stay in this reality forever, you know? Have you ever had one like that where you revisit them?
Well, yes. So I would say that's a parallel. So you're revisiting one of your parallel lifetimes, and your divine partner, you've already found her in that lifetime. So it's very fun. It's very cushy. It feels like it's a little bit above the vibration that we're in now. And, you know, so it's to remind you what that is, what that feels like. So if you think about, and this is a whole other subject, but like a lot of people daydream about their partner. Right. Your divine partner is part of you. You split and you basically are two. So that is the being that you want to be with, because they're the other half of you, and they may have slightly different aspects that they've cultivated, but you feel like you're home when you're with them. So in the future, relationship will be about, well, I'm just going to wait for my divine partner. When are they showing up? Because I'm not interested in dabbling with these other people. And that is basically how relationship will evolve over time. And you'll know when your divine partner is about to come in.
Your twin flame.
Yeah, but the twin flame was more of a angsty thing. Like a lot of times they were fighting with each other. Oh. You know, that was a way to learn. So now it's kind of flipped into just the divine partner. So the twin flame contract, I'll call it, has been dissolved in this universe.
Interesting. I never knew that. That's my little French bulldog's back here. You hear him?
No, I didn't.
He's like growling at me right now. Well, he's crazy. He's a little crazy dude, Sammy. It's my mom's dog. I'm babysitting while she's over there in Hawaii. And I know you did a lot of work last night in the astral plane as we got hit with this earthquake. Could you talk a little bit about that, the 8.8 earthquake? You said it wasn't as big as what they say, right?
I don't think it was nearly as big as what they said. I do think that it was bigger than they expected it to be. So I do think that it was partially man-made, partially earth, and partially a clearing of Atlantis and Lemuria. Because Atlantis and Lemuria, there's been a lot of healing going on over the last 4 days. And that event, basically, I was doing something with a wall. I was creating a wall. And the ETs were inside of that wall, and they were mellowing everything out with frequency. So they were slowing down the water. And I think a lot of people were helping with that. That's just what I was doing. And I know that, you know, there are people in Hawaii that were working on it. I know that there's a lot of people just in my own realm that will work on all that stuff as soon as it pops up.
So, well, I seen we had a couple tremors off the coast of Hawaii. They were little, though, like 2.9s, like two of them. And then that 8.8. And that was, you know me, I'm so big into numbers. So that was 9 days before 8.8. That's the first thing I looked at. I was like, I wonder if that was 8 days before 8.8. You know, but it was 9 days. And the whole Lahaina thing that happened on 8.8. And my daughter being in Hawaii right now, and my mom. So I was hoping everything went well. But yeah, I didn't know about it until my son, he actually woke me up having a bad dream, a nightmare. And then he looked online. He's like, yo, Dad, did you see what's going on over in Russia? I was like, well, why? Because I must not have been able to think. I was like, why, if there's an earthquake in Russia, is that going to affect freaking Hawaii? It took me a second to map that out in my head, you know. But I'm thinking, because I'm thinking Russia, ain't that like right there by Alaska?
Yeah. The thing is, the map is like skewed. So everything's been distorted. But also, it was in the ocean of Russia. So like it was right next And that was the real problem because it affected the water.
Oh, what do you think the reason behind that was, the earthquake?
So I think it was, there was a man-made component and it had to do with cleaning something up. You know, we've had a lot of underground activity that isn't really kosher. So some of that, yeah.
Definitely not kosher. That's not a great kosher. Word.
Sure. Yeah. The earth, like she's trying to get rid of certain things too. Just like our bodies are purging, earth is purging, you know, she's letting go of stuff. And the whole process of Atlantis and Lemuria, that was also a factor because a lot of tension built up over those days. And it was like a pop and it released, but it definitely caused some intense, you know, activity in the ocean. And I think some whales actually beached themselves over in Japan, some beluga whales. So hopefully they're, you know, they've been rescued and put back in the ocean. But I don't really feel like there was a whole lot of damage to anything except for the village that was right next to the earthquake in Russia, because, you know, the water did go and hit them.
Yeah, they said it was like the biggest one since 1954, I believe, which is interesting. That was the year they created CERN, too, the Large Hadron Collider. In 1954. So I wonder if there's any weird connections there. I know CERN's back online too. You know, they're always messing with something.
Yeah, I think they say it is. I don't think it really is.
Yeah, hopefully they leave that thing alone. You know, just leave that alone. Some things we shouldn't be messing with, I don't think.
No, and I don't think humanity has the capacity at this point because of all the suppression to actually mess with that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. See, I think during Atlantis and Lemuria, this is my theory on it. I think like during them times, there were stargates and everything in this reality is coded at the speed of light, right? Mm-hmm. So we traveled interdimensionally. But I think the stargates, you could only go through them if you had that 12-strand angelic DNA code. I think it was all based on your DNA. Certain people couldn't go through the stargates.
Yeah, and that's probably when the DNA started to get twisted around.
Corrupted?
Yeah, yeah, because it was kind of, there were two strands that were really intact. And if you think about DNA, it's basically a light code because the body's made of liquid light. And they've proved this. And now I'm really grateful that they're finally putting it out and talking about it, but your DNA is a light code. It's basically like information for your body, and they basically frayed it. So it wasn't really connected that well anymore. So it took some of the information out of those 10 strands, and now they're intact again. And that's what all the Schumann resonance is for, and all the light codes that are coming in was to basically fix the human body. But it's been quite a rough go. And, you know, we're doing good, though. We're doing really, really well.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, some people checked out during this time. They checked out. But, hey, for the majority, they're doing pretty good. And, you know, I'm proud of humanity. And that's why it's so important with what we're doing over on stepintoyourpower.com, guys. Make sure you check that out. That's a platform that me and Honey are part of. Brad, my father. It's a really amazing platform, and you got some very powerful souls in there that are helping with this shift that we're going through. Because, you know, Honey, people always talk about the Great Reset, and some people call it pole shift or the plasma, but it's been called many different things, right? The Hopi prophecy, the mud floods. I mean, you call it whatever you want, but they always talk about the scary part of it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I don't think it's nothing to be afraid of at all.
Mm-mm. No, we're basically, if you were religious, you would call it the rapture. And
Right.
does that word actually means like awakening, I think. So it's becoming awake to what we really are and realizing that we are creating this reality, and a lot of the things that we create, we're doing it as a group. And once the group starts to let go of certain things, then things are just going to continuously collapse that don't work anymore and grow that do work. So we have to remember we're in a game and not take all of this so intensely seriously, because if you do, then you don't feel like you're empowered, then you're actually the one that creates your own life.
Exactly. And we don't want to recreate the old. And the old has to fall, guys. It has to fall. It has to crumble for the new to be born. So it's nothing to fear. It's actually a beautiful thing. And if you're still here right now, that's a blessing. Just work on yourself, work on raising your vibration. And as you notice, honey has her new beautiful office back there. Check that out. With her little sunflowers and her bookshelf. It's very, very nice. You're not windsurfing in the RV no more.
No, it's so good. And it's bigger, even though it's still small, it's bigger. I think really continuously improving your own life is important as well. Think about that. What can I do to step up my own game to help myself? And if you have a block, so just like dreams, blocks are really important to let go of. Dreams are really important to learn from.
Yes.
So we have all of this information that we've been talked out of looking at. Oh, dreams are dumb. Daydreams are dumb. Pay attention to just your work. Be as busy as possible.
Right.
Those things are not, that's all a program. And pretty soon, I think most people will realize, and a lot of people are realizing this, you do not have to work yourself to the bone to have a good life.
No, you don't. You can actually manifest it all if, and I do what I love to do, and that's why I don't ever want to make it to where it's not fun, because I enjoy doing what I do. And my grandfather, he's still alive. He's 89, about to be 89 years old. Shout out to my grandpa, still doing his own roof and everything, mowing his yard. One of my grandpas, my other one passed away, but this one, he's still kicking it at that age, and he's seen a lot of things change since the time. I mean, I talk to him all the time, and he's told me all the different things because he was born like in the 30s, I think. So he's seen so many different shifts, but he said it's always the same thing. It's like they use the same trick on humanity over and over again, and people continue to fall for it. So I think it's just very important that we focus on ourselves and bringing things into manifestation that we want. And that grandpa always told me when I was a little kid, he said, when you grow up, pick something that you love doing. And then you'll feel like you never worked a day in your life. You know what I mean? So pick something that he I don't know why he loved doing this, but he loved to weld. He's not scared of heights. And my son does the same thing. Now me, not that would not be my forte right there. No, no, thank you. First of all, I'm not into the whole height thing. I couldn't get past that. I think I would like building stuff. That'd be cool. But yeah, I'd probably fall. I'd probably fall.
Well, I don't know if you would fall or not, but making things is so much fun. It's kind of like meditation. So I bet that they really enjoy that part of it. But being up high, it can be a little sketchy, but if you know that you're protected, then you really don't have to worry about that stuff. It doesn't mean go be crazy, but if you're being smart, then you're going to be fine.
You know what's weird, though? In my dreams, I'm not afraid of heights. But in the real life, like when I get up on top of something, if I try to look over, honey, my knees start shaking. And I'll have to step back from the edge. It's like, oh, boy, if I feel like I'm going to fall over, you know?
So that's your inner child.
Is it?
Yeah. Your soul is not freaked out when it's doing crazy stuff in the astral plane and surfing through the plasma. But your inner child is like, whoa.
Right. Yeah,
that's a lot. I don't want to deal with it. And that's, I mean, we're here to heal our soul because we've gone through so much. And now not only is Earth ascending, but the universe is in the ascension process. And pretty much the whole universe has ascended. It's only humanity that's still catching up to that. But really, your soul is fine with it. It's your inner child that's like probably experienced too many things from your soul. And it's like, that's scary.
Or maybe I fell in one of my past lives, you know?
Probably.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe I fell off of something high. But yeah, when I'm like in the astral plane and flying around, I'm good. I'm not scared of it. I always thought, I'm like, man, that's very bizarre. And the thing you were talking about in the beginning, how you kind of quit dreaming for a period. Uh-huh. I had that happen when I did this deep cleanse to decalcify my pineal gland. I went through this crazy cleanse and it took me like a year to complete this whole cleanse, right? I was doing the turmeric and stopped doing the fluoride, started using charcoal toothpaste and went through this whole thing. And I quit dreaming. It was so bizarre. Like I quit dreaming for probably a couple months. And I'm like, man, what happened to my dreams? Because I had such vivid dreams. And then when they came back, wow, they were like next level. They seemed so real and so intense. My son, he had to quit smoking. It's legal. We're in a legal state. So he smoked a little cannabis here and there. But he had to quit for his job. And he said, Pops, I had the most crazy dreams that week that I quit smoking. So I think it's something to do with the detox of your body.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I've definitely done different things for the pineal gland. I can see pretty well anyway, but you want to always be working on this stuff.
Yep.
You know, always be improving. And that's one thing that humanity hasn't liked very well because we've been told that change is bad. But actually, change is beautiful. It's good and it can be for your highest good. So just keep morphing and changing and letting go of things that you don't need anymore.
And it's not evil. Like we've been programmed that everything is evil. Learning dreams is evil. It's divination.
Yoga.
Yoga. Oh, my. That's the dumbest one I ever heard. Yoga's evil. Meditation's evil. Little do they know, Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, meditated, did yoga, all this stuff. You know, I just worked on a video about that in our inner Christos, the colostrum oil that secretes from the colostrum of your brain and goes down to the base of your spine, the sacrum, and then is resurrected up them 33 vertebrae, and it lies dormant in your solar plex for 2.5 days. And then it travels up. And after it passes that vagus nerve, it ignites the pineal gland. And that happens when your astrological sign is in the moon phase. It happens every month. So if you fast during that time, stay away from media, because all that stuff, when they get that fear porn, the media, even some of my content, you might want to stay away from during that period, some of my content, because, you know, I got to wake people up. And I do that to try to get them over and learn. So I'm trying to kind of fish for them when I'm doing that to get them into the next phase. But I even tell them, when you're going through them stages and you move past the awakening stage, you might want to get away from some of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to live there. So just like politics has been a catalyst and a lot of the horrible things that we've learned during the awakening, David Icke is a great example of the information that he has told the world, which was true.
Yeah.
But really hard to absorb. Yeah. And to hear. But we don't have to live there because guess what? We're shifting it all right now. And it's not going on anymore. So why hang on to it?
Right. Yeah. I just don't enjoy like the news. The only time I check that is if I'm doing a decoding episode or something. I'll do, or if one of my followers asks me, Tommy, decode this. Half the time, I don't even know what's going on unless somebody, you know, because I don't watch it. Yeah. I really don't care about it. But before we do go today, I do want to promote Body Align, guys, because we have an amazing deal going on right now. And speaking of helping your vibration and your energy, this technology is amazing. And I personally love the energy wellness band. It helps to raise your overall frequency. The detox patches are like an EMP for any nanotech or anything that's artificial that you don't want in your body, you know. And there's an amazing deal going on right now. That link is down in the description below. I don't know if Honey's got hers on right now. She does.
I need to put it on in the morning or else I'm too tired. It really helps me. It helps my energy every day. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite one. The one you're wearing, because yeah. It has the shungite, the tourmaline, all that grounded up in that medical grade silicone with the holograph on the back of it with certain frequencies binded to it. Everything's frequency. And once you learn that, it changes your life, because even if you are religious, remember, what did Jesus tell us? That we are going to be able to do what he does and much more. Mm-hmm. So we any one of us out there, you can actually heal yourself. I'm working on a video right now, honey, about the placebo effect. Mm. And this father, he had cancer, right? And he had, real quick before we end this one, he just wanted to make it to see his kids for Christmas, right? That's what he kept saying to himself, telling everybody in his family, I just want to make it to Christmas to see my kids. So he had stage 4 cancer. He makes it to Christmas. Day later, he dies. Right after Christmas, guess what? They found out he had no cancer in his body. All of his cancer was gone, in remission. But he trained himself so hard in his brain that he just wanted to make it to Christmas. So he died after Christmas. Our brain is so powerful. You know what I mean? And they've done many studies where they've gave control groups a sugar pill and this other group the real pill. And the people that took the sugar pill actually got cured quicker than the people that took the pharmaceutical pill.
Yep.
It's the power of your brain.
Yeah, because you're talking to your cells. If you think about your body, the cells are like, they have their own consciousness. So imagine your body is a universe, and inside of it are all these little people, all the little cells, and you're talking to them with your brain. Guess what? We're getting well. And then the cells are like, oh, we got to figure out how to get well. And you basically heal yourself.
Yeah, just like you taught me with my when I went through my surgery with my mouth, I made the pain go away. And I'll tell you guys, Honey is an extremely powerful soul, because I am so scared of the dentist, and I felt her there with me. And that was the only time I wasn't scared. Even my mom said, you know, I've never seen you like that. Usually I'm shaking on the table. It's just a phobia of mine, like heights. Right. But I was cool. I think I felt your presence, and I asked you the night before, please, you know, send some positive energy or be there with me in the astral plane. So I appreciate you. I appreciate these discussions we have. And I love doing this show with you, honey. And I just want to thank you for coming on today, dropping some good knowledge on us.
It's so much fun. So much fun. And if there's something you want us to dig into, put it in the comments, because we're going to be digging into all kinds of stuff. And it's the time of disclosure right now. So Tommy and I love this stuff, and we would love to hear from you. What are you guys interested in? And I love these shows because we get to be kind of like kids again.
Right.
And yeah, just digging into all the little information and not taking it too seriously either, because guess what? I mean, there's like parallels. There's so many different facets that we may not see, but we are digging into information that is relevant, and it's important that we know this stuff.
Yeah. It is. It is so important, guys. And thank you for being here today. And that's actually why we did this dream video, because of your guys' comments.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading the comments on Honey's channel, and everybody kept saying, do a dream video, do a dream video. So yeah. I reached out to her and said, let's do a dream video. So we love you guys.
We do. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, honey. You have an amazing day.
You too.
Yeah. This song right here ain't just a vibe. It's a frequency. Tuned at 432 hertz to heal, to uplift, to activate. They changed the music, switched the code, took 432 and made it 440 mode. From nature's rhythm to the sound of war, now we vibrate low, depressed to the core. But this track's pure, tuned to divine design. Activating chakras, realign your mind. Root to crown, feel that inner fire. We break the system, elevate higher. Jesus said it, you'll do greater than me. Faith of a mustard seed moves mountains, my G. Junk DNA, nah, that's God's hidden tech. Flip the switch, heal your soul, reconnect. Step into your power, reclaim what's true. They don't want you knowing what your light can do. You can heal yourself, realign in an hour. When you step into your power, raise your vibe, break the chains they gave. You ain't a slave, you're a soul they crave. 396 root chakra, ground your fears. 417 sacral arch, those tears. VAT28, that love DNA. Solar plexus charged, shine all day. 639 heart, open and feel. 741, speak your truth and heal. 852, third eye wide awake. 963 crown, no more fake. This ain't new age fluff, this is an ancient fact. They flip the frequencies to hold us back. 432 is sacred, aligns with the earth. The same math that coded your soul at birth.